Our top story tonight, U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not participate in a virtual debate with rival Joe Biden.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating is all about. You sit behind a
computer. Mr. Trump's campaign manager has also slammed organizers at the Presidential Debate Commission, calling them swamp creatures. But the commission says the decision was made to protect the health and safety of all involved. Trump tested positive for COVID-19 just last week. There are concerns he could still be infectious at the next debate on October the 15th. For more on this, we're joined by Simon Marks. Simon, thanks for joining us. Trump has rejected the possibility of a virtual debate. Now, what happens next?
I have absolutely no idea what happens next, Eugenia. I mean, honestly, the events of the last few hours would at any other time in America have been completely inconceivable. The Bipartisan Debates Commission putting out an announcement this morning and saying that next week's debate was going to move to a virtual format. The assumption that we all made was that, as with all the statements that have previously emanated from the debate organizers, that would have been pre-cleared with the Biden and Trump campaigns. We still don't know precisely what went wrong here. But within 40 minutes, Donald Trump was on the phone to the Fox Business Channel, insisting that he had no intention of participating in a virtual debate and claiming that his campaign knew nothing about it. The campaign then announced that Donald Trump will take part in a rally of his own and won't attend the debate. Joe Biden, nonplussed by it all, initially said that he didn't really know how to respond because the president changes his mind every 2 minutes. Now the Biden campaign says they won't be at the second debate either, but that Joe Biden will hold a town hall meeting with voters of his own. The Biden campaign is now telling the Commission on Presidential Debates that the town hall format, and next week's debate was supposed to be an opportunity for voters themselves to put questions to the candidate, should now become the format of the third presidential debate. In other words, they want the third debate not to be the straightforward back and forth between Joe Biden and Donald Trump that we witnessed in debate number one. They want the town hall format to take place in the third and final debate. I think these presidential debates are coming off the rails completely. We may have seen the one and only very unedifying presidential debate of this political electoral cycle. And it's very curious that President Trump, at a moment when he is so far behind Joe Biden, is taking this step, because it's going to deny him of a national television audience to try and turn things around.
Right, Simon, you there mentioned the polls, Biden leading. Is that a good indication of the possible results we might see come Election Day?
Well, I think we have to say that over the course of the last week now, we have seen consistency in all the opinion polls that show not just Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, a woman, by the way, that President Trump referred to on television this morning as a monster, opening up a very clear double-digit lead, anywhere between 10 and 16 points nationally over Donald Trump and Mike Pence, but also very clear indications that President Trump is losing support rapidly with two groups here: women voters and also seniors, the over 65-year-old voters. Both of those groups seem to be very turned off by the president's latest antics, his performance in that first presidential debate, and now, of course, his very, very curious response to his own experience with COVID-19. So while the experience of 2016 taught us all not to read too much into polling in an American presidential election, Republicans behind the scenes are now increasingly desperate about where this election is heading, not just in terms of the presidency, but also, of course, in terms of the Senate, one third of the seats up for grabs, and the entire House of Representatives, which is also on the ballot. So something's got to happen to turn this around, or the Democrats are on the brink of potentially achieving a very historic win here.
Right there, Simon. Thanks for joining us. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.